For Christmas Eels, it's the Gene Autry Show with Johnny Bond, the Cass County Boys, and the Pinafores. Now, here's Gene Autry.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blitzin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, that's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Well, hello there, everybody, and a very Merry Christmas.
We're almighty glad you folks could be with us to celebrate this special season of the year. Christmas means a lot to most of us, to little boys like Jimmy here, and to us grown-ups, too. It's a time when we have goodwill toward everyone. That's why Christmas seals have become such an important part of the Christmas tradition. You see, when we buy Christmas seals, we're turning our feeling of goodwill toward others into action, helping to preserve one of the greatest gifts of all, our good health. Every Christmas seal you buy is like a little gift to every other American. Our Christmas seal money helps fight that terrible disease, tuberculosis, helps to stop TB from taking its deadly toll. Remember, you help give good health to someone when you buy Christmas seals. Now, folks, this is the story of Christmas. The same story of Christmas that's been told for over 2,000 years. But after all, if you're still a kid like me, you never grow tired of hearing it again and again. So, hey, wait a minute. Jimmy?
Yes, Uncle Gene?
I think you'll be able to hear much better if you climb up here on my lap. What do you say, huh? Ah, that's it. Well, up you come. Now then, you all set?
All set.
Good, because here we go.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old.
Once upon a time, oh, many, many years ago, there lived a man named Joseph and his wife, whose name was Mary, and they lived in the city of Galilee.
Is that over near Crystal Rock, Uncle Gene?
Oh, no, Jimmy. I'm afraid it's a little farther away than Crystal Rock. It's clear over on the other side of the world.
Gosh, that's a long ways away, isn't it? Even farther than Granny's house in Chicago?
Yeah, sure is. Much farther. Anyway, one day, Mary and Joseph decided to take a trip, just like you do in the summer with your Uncle Smokey.
Were they going fishing like me and Uncle Smokey do?
Well, no, Jimmy. They were going away for a different reason. They were going into the city to pay their taxes. Mary and Joseph packed all their belongings on their donkey and started off. You see, in those days, people didn't have automobiles.
Did the donkey look like Champion?
Yeah, I guess so, Jimmy. I guess he did, except that maybe his ears were a little longer and his legs a little shorter.
Would he go as fast as Champion?
Oh, I doubt that. You see, he was pretty well loaded down with bundles. Besides, donkeys aren't meant to go as fast as horses. That's why it took Mary and Joseph several days to make their trip. But then finally one night in the distance, they saw the city of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy knee,
Well, Jimmy, Mary and Joseph were tired when they got to Bethlehem, so they went to the inn to get a room. But there were no rooms.
I bet if we lived over there, they could have stayed with us, couldn't they, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, you bet they could.
And they could have put their donkey in our barn, too.
They sure could. But what do you think happened?
What?
Well, sir, just a few nights later, Mary and Joseph became the mother and daddy of a little baby boy. But since they had no place to stay, their little baby boy was born in a manger.
What's a manger, Uncle Gene?
Well, son, a manger is sort of like a trough in a barn. Only this manger was in a cave.
Did it have a hayloft and stalls and everything?
No. No, I'm afraid this one didn't, Jimmy.
How did Miss Mary and Mr. Joseph keep the little baby warm?
Oh, they just bundled him all up in blankets. Of course, his mother stayed close to him, too. But then that first night, a very strange and wonderful thing happened.
What?
Well, sir, at the very same time Mary and Joseph were watching over their baby in the manger, there were lots of shepherds out in the fields guarding their sheep.
What was the wonderful thing that happened?
Well, son, while the shepherds were watching their sheep, they looked up at the sky. And there, right before their very eyes, the sky seemed to get brighter and brighter. And the shepherds were afraid.
Did they think it was going to storm?
They didn't know what to think, Jimmy.
Gosh, what'd they do?
Well, that's when the wonderful thing happened. All of a sudden, an angel appeared before them and spoke to them.
What's an angel, Uncle Jimmy?
Well, let's see, son. Remember when you used to get dirty in that mud hole in the back of your house?
Yes.
And then one day you didn't do it anymore?
Uh-huh.
Well, an angel told you not to.
Is an angel good all the time?
Oh, I should say so, Jimmy.
Can anybody hear an angel, Uncle Gene?
You bet they can. All they have to do is listen.
Well, what did the angel say to the shepherds?
The angel told them not to be afraid. That the bright light they saw in the sky meant that a new baby boy had just been born in the city of Bethlehem. A child who'd come to tell them all how to live in peace with each other. A baby boy named Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
And so, Jimmy, the shepherds left their sheep and hurried to the manger in the city of Bethlehem to see the new baby Jesus the angel had told them about.
Was the little baby asleep when they got there?
Well, yeah, I guess he was, son. Little babies spend most of their time sleeping.
What did you say his name was, Uncle Jimmy?
Jesus.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Oh, I guess almost everybody's heard of him, son. You see, he was a pretty special baby. In fact, he was so special that lots of folks, even kings, brought him presents.
Three kings of Orient are bearing gifts with presents afar. Field and pond and moor and mountain following yonder star.
But it seems in that day there lived in the land of Judea a king named Herod, who was a bad and jealous king.
Why was he so bad, Uncle Gene?
Oh, I don't really know, Jimmy. I guess he was like a lot of people in the world today. He just didn't know that he could become happier himself by making other folks happy. So he was mean and cruel.
Did he hurt Miss Mary and Mr. Joseph and the baby Jesus?
Well, he might have, Jimmy. That is, if it hadn't been for the angel.
You mean the same angel who talked to the shepherds out in the fields?
Mm-hmm, that's right. That very same angel came and talked to Joseph one night while he was sleeping.
But Uncle Gene, how could Mr. Joseph hear what the angel was saying if he was asleep?
Well, he heard him in a dream.
You mean dreams like I have of ponies and carts and cowboys and bucking horses?
Well, something like that, son. Only this dream was a little different. You see, in this dream, the angel told Joseph many things about the little baby Jesus.
What?
Well, for one thing, the angel told him to take Mary and the little baby Jesus and go to Egypt.
Why?
Because the angel said if they didn't, King Herod might come and hurt their baby.
Didn't King Herod like the baby Jesus?
Well, no, Jimmy, I'm afraid he didn't. You see, he too had heard about the baby Jesus. And King Herod was afraid that someday that little baby might grow up and become king instead of him.
Gosh, Uncle Gene, what did Mr. Joseph do?
Well, son, that very same night, Joseph took Mary and the little baby Jesus and went away to Egypt, just as the angel had told him to do.
Well, what happened to the baby Jesus after that?
Well, lots of things have happened to him, Jimmy. And as you grow older, you find out more and more about him. But I can tell you this. A lot of people in the world today have forgotten all about him. And because they have, a lot of other people aren't very happy. You know, son, this world of ours is a couple of thousand years older. And it's grown quite a bit since way back when this story first took place. Great and near great men have left their marks on history's pages. Kings, dictators, emperors, and presidents. Some because of the good they brought into the world, others because of the sorrow they left behind. Well, most of them are gone and forgotten now. But that little baby who was born in a manger nearly 2,000 years ago will live forever in the minds and hearts of millions of people who still believe in things like love, hope, understanding, and peace.
Hey, look, Gene. He's gone to sleep.
Yeah, he sure has, Johnny. Yeah, I guess we better put him to bed. Here, hold him while I get up.
Right.
Okay. I'll take him now. Let's go.
Collie, I wonder what he's dreaming about.
Oh, probably the same things you dreamed about when you were a kid.
That's so long ago, I wouldn't remember. You want me to turn back the cover?
Yeah, Johnny, will you please?
Right.
Okay, in you go, little fella. There. Flip the light off, will you, John?
I got it.
Good night, Jimmy. Merry Christmas. And now before we say goodbye, let me tell you how you can make your Merry Christmas and Happy New Year wishes have a little more meaning this year. Buy Christmas seals to help fight tuberculosis. Why only wish for good health and happiness for your friends and loved ones when you can do something to help make them come true by buying Christmas seals?